Naked Shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to my show. I'm Iggy Garcia. This is the Urban Suburban Shamanism, Episode 3. In the past shows, we've talked about different aspects of shamanism, what it meant to me, what it means to you. For everybody, it's completely different. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today to spend a few, about 45 minutes with me, kind of cover and talk about the things that interest me and the things that are in my heart, close to my heart. We all have our own spirituality that we're connected to, things that, you know, we resonate with. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the show, and we're just going to have a good time. And just, we're going to learn a little bit about shamanism. Shamanism is different to many different people and different cultures. It's one of the oldest forms of spirituality that's been around for a very long time, and there may be dates and there may be times that people will say it's been around for 2,000, 3,000 years, but I think shamanism is a type of spirituality that's very connected to the earth. It's very connected to the people, and by being connected to the earth, it's just one of those things that we all evolved from. We all come from that. The shamanism in our hearts is very powerful. Each one of us carries a special gift, something that is important to us, something that resonates with us, that we share with the world, that's very unique to each individual person. Just like every animal, you know, is very unique to its species, still there's individuality within the animal kingdom as there is as the human spirit. Man has been told it's been here for only a certain period of time, but I think man's been here much longer. Millions and millions of years longer than, you know, we have been told. And through that, man also creates ways to try to understand what the planet is like, what's around you, what it is. And that's one of the oldest things, to understand the Mother Earth. Shamanism, you know, I've heard many schools and many people say that a true shaman doesn't call himself or her a shaman. That may be true to some extent. That might be true to some degree. The way I look at it is we're all part of this collective mother, this collective earth, this love, this being that we're a part of. To call yourself a shaman is not to be shamed, not to be shameful or to even be or to be discounted. Everybody brings a certain magic to this planet. Everybody brings a certain magic that only you bring. So if you call yourself a priest or a nun or a doctor or a healer, there's a part of you that believes that. There's a part of you that resonates with that. A shaman is just another word for a type of healer, someone who's connected to Mother, connected to Earth. So if that's how you tell the world that you are doing the work, then I applaud you and I tell you to do it. It's great. There are people who are going to, you'll find some resistance from people who say that, but that's okay. And that's their belief. And that's, they're entitled to their belief as much as you're entitled to yours. So I just say go out there and do the best you can, because this world needs a lot of love and a lot of healing right now. Even from day one, it's needed love and healing. Man has lost his way, and woman has lost their way to walk on this planet and to understand. We're coming back to the point where we're connecting and reconnecting every day, little by little. But we've polluted her so much, and we've harmed her so much, and put her in such a bad state. But it doesn't really affect the mother. It affects the people who live on the mother, the people who live on this planet. You, me, our children, our ancestors, all these people who are here. We're the ones that suffer. We either suffer or we adjust or we become one with her. Now, to become one with the mother is very simple, very easy. It's understanding that, you know, the tree has purpose, the grass has purpose, everything has purpose. When we understand that other things have a different type of intelligence, something that's completely different, that doesn't look like us, it's then that's half the battle to understand and to allow things to be what they are. Now, of course, we also respect and we honor, but that's something that we've gotten away from. Now, I've talked on other shows about the urban settings and the suburban settings of shamanism. Shamanism is one of those things that's not exclusive to one culture, exclusive to one type of, socioeconomic group. Every group has their shamans, their shamanistic ways, their rituals, without even thinking about them sometimes. But even in the urban settings, we are in a great need of understanding, you know, what we've disconnected with. Even in the suburban settings, we also have to understand the things that, how we've changed the structure, how we've changed the way we live. Every aspect of our life in shamanism can be very easy to sum up to be, you know, even the tree in your backyard in the suburban setting, or one tree in the urban setting, part of our world. That's one of the things that are super important. But what I do understand is this. When I've come connected with everything that's around me, you know, my life changes and everything opens up. I start to see things much differently. I start to see things in a way that I've never imagined. Who's to say a tree doesn't talk to you? Who's to say that grass doesn't wave to you each day? A shaman is to look at things with an eye that the average person won't look at things. And to understand that even the dog that's in your kitchen, your cat that's in your home, or your fish that are in the fish tank, they all have a higher purpose, and they're there for a reason. They're there to share love to you. A shaman is understanding the love and reflecting back. Shamans work to heal themselves through nature. And through healing themselves through nature, they can help other people heal. Because one is, it's all about self-healing and understanding, you know, that I work on me first. As I work on myself, I can help others work on themselves. So it's a symbiotic system where we all work together and flowing together, ebb and flow, moving through the currents of life. So super important, you know, even when it rains or when it thunders, and thunder is powerful. So we're like, for example, if I play this thunder beat, it conjures up emotions. It conjures up different feelings that go through your body. It conjures up memories. It conjures up all these things that we associate thunder or lightning with. It associates, you know, the imagination to create things in our mind, what would happen. It puts us in a certain state of mind of a preparation. Shamanism's that way to understand. The roads that we walk each day are very symbolic. The sidewalks, the roads we drive on, all these things are very, very part of what shamanism is, to understand that this road now has transmuted, has changed, has become something completely different, that has become something so magical in the sense that now it supports us in a different way, which once was the Mother Earth, once was a mountain or a quarry, now has opened itself up to become something else. It's manifested, it's changed, it's created. Shamanism is also about understanding the creation and the evolution of things and how they change and where they've gone. So, as you progress in your understanding of shamanism, it's also to understand who you are, how you fit in. Now, is everybody open to being a shaman? Probably not. Because sometimes when you start to open up these doors and these avenues of seeing the world differently, it can be kind of scary. It can be kind of frightful to some extent, to understand and feel and become very empathic. We all have an empathic energy about us to begin with. We know things, we feel things, we're connected with certain people. That's a form of shamanism. Shamanism doesn't have one true definition of the sense that it's that certain way, or if you didn't get struck by lightning, or if you didn't have some catastrophic event in your life to change you. That doesn't mean you're not a shaman. Shaman is understanding the connections that you have with the things around you, the people around you, the things that come around you, how you handle the things that come around you, how you handle adversity. It's just being human being. It's just being connected with life. I use the word shaman because it describes something that's more powerful and more deep than I am personally in my own belief system. It takes me to a whole new level and understanding. That's why for me shamanism is so powerful and important. Now, there are other types of healers. There are Reiki practitioners. There are, you know, shaman witches. There are all kinds of different things. There are massage therapists. They all have their own gifts. They're all The better word for a shaman would probably be a medicine person. We all each bring to the table into this world our own gifts, which are the medicine. The medicines that we share with the people. The medicines that we share with life. Super, super powerful. Every person that you encounter is your teacher. Every person that you share a thought with, share an emotion with, is an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to share. Some of us don't look at things like that. Sometimes we look at things as something that's there to harm us, hurt us, or will definitely change us. If we allow it, we're able to absorb it and learn from it. Love expresses itself in a way that we can't understand sometimes, and it becomes very fearful sometimes. But when we start to understand that the things that happen to us are part of our doing and part of our invitation of this, it is true. We have opportunities in life when we pay attention to know when something's going to affect us, when something's going to happen to us. Now, we discount it as just, you know, a feeling. We discount it as something as, whatever. But there are things that come to us and help us in order for us to understand. There could be situations. You hear about this all the time. A mother gets a phone call. She already knows what's going to be on the other line. But yet she picks up and, you know, the news may be good, may be bad. But either way, it's news. You get it. We're so connected to one another, we don't even understand how connected we are. We know things before they happen sometimes. Now, do we choose to connect to it? Do we choose to be part of it? Do we choose to embrace it? Well, that's the question. That's the true question. Do we want to? I would have to guess that a lot of people at some level disconnect because it can be too traumatic, or it can be too much an overload and too much of a spookiness. It's spooky here. You know, that's kind of spooky. I don't know. That kind of takes me out of my paradigm. That takes me out of my belief system. It takes me out of the belief of a certain religion that you're part of. But when you look back at all types of religions, all types of groups, they all have some type of connection with the Mother Earth, some type of connection with a spiritual being, some type of connection with something that's greater than them, even bigger than they can even fathom. You know, I also have friends who are atheists, and they don't believe in necessarily spirit. They just believe things that, but that's a belief. That's an understanding that there's nothing. There's just us. That's it. That's something they have to believe. And that's fine. That's a belief system. So to tell me that you don't believe that there's no God, you don't believe in anything. Some are very extreme, or some are very just, you know, casual atheists, which I understand. But in shamanism is to understand that there is more, to be able to cross into the other realm, to go into the underworld, to living in the middle world, to the higher planes, and being able to transcend between the three, living in the one, moving through the other, and moving through the upper. But we do that every day. We do that with our emotions. We do that how we're feeling and the things that go on in our life. So I invite you to look at the world in a different way, to look at the world with a different light, to look at the world with eyes very different than what you do, and to catch yourself in those moments when you're having a hard time or when you're not feeling well. Why don't you feel well? You know, self-analyze. The best cure for anything is understanding who you are in that moment. And a lot of it's this, how we're feeling in the moment, because that's all we truly have is the moment. No matter what we plan, no matter where we go, no matter how we want to be or where we want to be, we truly only have the moment. Shamans understand that. Medicine people understand that. That being in the present moment and being right there and knowing that this right now is the most valuable thing. To sit there in meditation, to sit there and listen, to sit there to speak, share your heart is important. Now, are there perfect people? No, there's perfect moments. There's precious moments. There's fearful moments. There are moments of whatever you want to call it, but that's what it is. It's moments. A moment of bliss. A moment of euphoria. And in shamanism, that's important to know. That's why we try to go into these states of mind. We can either do it through rattling, drumming, singing, toning, and just different ideas. Through clapping. There are different techniques to get into a certain state of mind. But why do we travel to these states of the mind? It's in order to relax the ego, in order to relax those pieces and parts of us that are trapped in time, that don't quite understand what that means and why it means that. So, how do we do that? Well, I also have a meditation on this, all my episodes, if you look back. You can look, and I believe it is on, it's called Shamanic Meditation Journey. You can click that on Sprecher here, and listen to that. The rattle is to conjure up and to disturb and to let go and to bounce around in your head and to focus on that energy that you're trying to channel. There are many Buddhist monks, when they meditate, they understand that only the meditation will only be nothing more than maybe a minute or a second, a brief moment, a brief glimpse, which I've had myself, where I was meditating in a bamboo forest. And inside this bamboo forest that I was in, at a friend's farm that they had, I sat there and I saw this light opening up slowly and slowly. And at the last second, I remember someone speaking their voice and they saw me, a friend, you know, mentioned me. Oh, Iggy. And it totally just went away. And I was so, I was frustrated at the moment, but I was also very glad that I got to experience that moment. But I got to see that, and I have not been able to actually necessarily get back to that point again. Been very close, but it was an amazing feel. It was an amazing thing. You know, there are just mysteries about ourselves that we still have to unlock. And that's why I invite you to explore shamanism. The exploration of self, exploration of who you are, and how you fit in on this cosmic, you know, journey. I'm going to take a 2-second pause, and I'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Urban Suburban Shamanism, Episode 3. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, with Insights Radio, broadcasting on the Sprecher Network. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hopefully you're enjoying what you're listening to. We also have a show on With Insights Radio that we share on Mondays at 6 p.m. And we also have a show called Lunchtime Wisdom. It's 11:30 a.m. on Tuesdays. Thursday, we have Ananda Love. Then on Fridays at 11 a.m., we have Mark the Rabbit Hole. And then at midnight on Friday, we have Mud Toe Sasquatch sharing his different beliefs and different things that he shares. All these people are types of healers. Some of them are medicine men. Some of them are shamans. Some of them are just lay people sharing their thoughts. But we invite you to listen. That's at www.withinsightsradio.com. Or you can visit me on iggygarcia.com to get a little to know me a little better and connect to all the different websites that we're hooked up and affiliated with. Then I'm also on Facebook at Iggy Garcia, parentheses, Hoop Watcher. That has nothing to do with basketball. A lot of people think it does. Hoop Watcher is just my spiritual name that was given to me by a medicine chief in the Nemenha, Philip Cloudpiler. So I want to share a little bit about them sometime on another show. But, you know, let's get back to here what we're talking about shamanism. Shamans are also very connected to particular animal totems, particular spirits, angels. We have our helpers. Our helpers are super important. On yesterday's show on With Insights, we talked about angel helpers. The angel helpers are those unseen or seen angels or entities or animals that, you know, respond to our call for help, or they guide us, or they show us. Many of us have seen shows where or movies where an angel has, for example, Ghost is a good example. Ghost, where the boyfriend gets killed, but he's there and he helps the girl get along and helps save her through the scenes, which is pretty powerful. They told him he couldn't do it, but he did. It was amazing. Those are just one of the examples. I've seen other shows like that too. Star Wars is an example of the Force. You have, these are imaginary and these are things, but they're drawn from shamans and they're drawn from different things. You have Yoda with levitating powers. They die and they transform and they change into, their bodies go and they resurrect into the Force. They get assimilated into the system. Are these things real? Is this real? Whatever you want to make it. Our imagination is what creates the world. It's what makes the world. The more imaginative you are, and the more beauty you'll bring into the world. and expressing and feeling and sharing with the world. That's what shamanism is about, is understanding and allowing other people to kind of self-direct themselves. I've had many people come to me and say, hey, Iggy, tell me what a koala bear means, you know? But I always ask them first, what's it mean to you? What's the significance of a koala bear to you? And they'll say, well, you know, he's cuddly, he's cute, there's some things about me, you need to be more patient, you know? And so I would say, that's probably true, and that's probably right. And that's kind of where you're conjuring up. Then I will add things if they want me to. Koala bear could be about empathy, speaking less, listening more. But it's about being connected. You know, animals are a very big key in the work I do. Personally, in the work I do, I come across all kinds of animals. I come across condors. I come across eagles. I come across hawks. I come across, you know, just rabbits. You know, different types of animals. But some of them are physical, and some of them are spiritual. So they'll come to me in different ways. I'll see or something will happen to me, and then I self-analyze. And it's all about looking and accepting. Sometimes things just happen because it's just the way things are. A hawk lands on a tree because a hawk's just resting for a moment. He's just there to do what he needs to do. But it also is a symbol. It's also, you can take it deeper. You can take it further if you choose. If you want to take it further, then it's about getting in touch with yourself, getting in touch with your heart, getting in touch with love inside you, what that means. Let's, for example, let's say a hawk flies past your window, lands on a tree on the right. A hawk is symbolized as a messenger from spirit, from God. So here's an opportunity to say, okay, I've got this hawk. What's it mean? It can mean a lot of things. Hawk can be saying, you know, be attentive. Hawk can mean, let's look at the seas far. Hawk also represents going beyond our view of how we see the world or what we're looking at right now. Are we paying attention? Are we there? We're coming around the bend. Are you going to be safe? Look to your right. Pay attention. Look to your left. It's about being aware. Animals cross our paths in order to give us message, yes. But animals also do the natural things that they do. Sometimes they are entangled and entwined with a message, and sometimes they're not. I personally would have to say that every scenario that plays out probably has some kind of message. How you interpret the message, well, that's up to you. That's up to you how you will interpret the message, what it means. The messages can be very blunt or they can be very deep. It's as far as you want to go down the rabbit hole. How far do you want to know what the message is? I know people who read coffee, tea leaves. I know people who, the way the plate is finished on the table, they can read those things. I use napkins at a bar when I used to work at. So there's different things that you could use. There's different ways to read, interpret spirit. Spirit speaks to us constantly, always, all the time. Are we listening? Are we listening? Are we listening? Do we want to listen? Are you willing to listen? Have we listened? What are you listening for? What are you listening to? Sometimes the simplest answers are right in front of us. But sometimes we want the big, extravagant show. Yes, we get those sometimes. But the most subtle, the most little things sometimes, you know, stepping on a shoe, you know, a flat tire, a scenario that plays out that you weren't expecting. Sometimes spirit does things for us, and we have to understand that, you know, if my car breaks down, there's a reason for it to break down. There's a reason why that broke down. There's a reason why you're having these issues. But spirit sometimes will come in and say, hey, in order for us to see what we really need to see, we must have these experiences. Or our angels and our guides come in and help. But sometimes we're so hard-headed as human beings. We live on this 3D plane, this flat plane, this world, this one-dimensional type of thinking sometimes, that we don't see things. We just put our head down and we drive through this world, accepting things as they are. So let's look at this, for example. My car breaks down. And if your car breaks down more than once, then that's a big cue. That's a big message. What is spirit trying to tell you? Do you have a lemon? Are you not paying attention to the signs? What's happening? What's going on? Could it be that spirit is just saying, you know what, maybe there's something wrong with this car? Or maybe something or someone wants to make this car wrong? Who knows? I'm not sure. This is a hypothetical that I'm creating here. But we get to the point where we've had enough. We get to the point where it's done. We say, okay, I've obviously tried this and it's not working. You know, when we try to keep doing the same thing over and over and try to get different results, the definition for that is called insanity. At least that's what they say. Some of us have to go insane. Some of us have to go into the suffering in order to come out to do the healing work that we have to do. Some of us have to have broken hearts because there's a part of us that needs it broken. Why do we need it broken? Because sometimes we have to go into the deepest part of our emotions, deepest part of our shadow part, and stay there for a while. But here's the question. You can stay there as long as you want, as deep as you want, or you can come out as quickly as you want. Healing is instantaneous. If you want to heal in 10 minutes, you can. If you want to heal in a lifetime, you can. It's up to you. The choice is yours. But all healing is self-healing. But it's hard for people to understand what that means, to self-heal. We put so much emphasis on other people trying to fix us and to help us that we forget about our own empowerment, our own power. Do these people help us and empower us? Maybe. I don't know. It depends on where you're at and what you're feeling and how you're emotionally charged and where your heart is. But no one can make us happy, ever. People can experience happiness through us, with us. People can bring enlightenment into your life. And how you experience another human being is what's the magic. And when that person's in your life and how you share with that person, it is powerful. So I invite you to learn and to understand what it means to love yourself, to self-love, and to self-create and procreate and create together with another human being versus having somebody make you happy. No one can make me happy. I used to believe that was true, that I had to have somebody else to make me happy, but that's not true. I have a lot of people who make me and help me, and I encourage through happiness and love. Love is understanding the love that was bestowed in my heart, put there by the Great Spirit, put there to share with myself, to share with others. That's what love is, to know that you are important as the next person. You are important as the last person. Love, embracing all aspects of yourself, with faults or no faults. Are there faults? Are there hurts? When people break our hearts and when people hurt us, are they really truly hurting us? Or do we allow our emotions? Are our own emotions hurting us because we allowed them so much power over us? What we truly are missing, I believe, my belief, is the connection. The connection with another human being that we invested in with them. The memories that we shared with them. They can never take those things away from us. Ever. So all the things that you feel about another is only a reflection of how you and what you shared with them, the experience of them, through your eyes, through your rose-colored lenses. That's the beauty to understand. That's self-healing. Understanding that we are only here for a short time, that we are alone to everybody and everyone, as they are to us. Your mother, your father, even if you don't know them, they were on loan to us for a short period of time. If you've never met your father, thank him at least for giving him, you know, giving you life. Thank you, Father, for your sperm. You know, if that's all you can say, then that's fine. Perfect. Because you're not here unless he doesn't donate his sperm to your mother. Those are examples. Or your mother, she left you. She left you, but she left herself. She abandoned pieces and parts of herself that she couldn't move on with. The scenarios play out. You can twist them and turn them however you want. But it's not about that. It's understanding where you are right now and what you're going to do with right now. Right now is super powerful versus yesterday. Yesterday can hold on to you as long as you allow it to hold on to you. Yesterday can control you. Yesterday can manipulate you. Yesterday can do whatever it wants with you if you empower yesterday. If yesterday was good, then use it to your benefit. If yesterday was bad, then use it to your benefit. Yesterday will hold on to you and keep you in a state of mind if you allow it. Today is a brand new start, a brand new place, a place to take you on a journey that you can manifest and create on your own. For we are all part of this mother, part of this earth, and we're all on this journey together. None of us get out of here for free. We all have to feel and understand and suffer and feel love, laugh, joy, all the different types of emotions. We all have to go through them. Me, myself included. I'm not excluded from that group. How I stay in these emotions, these vibrations, that's the key. That is the super key. How long you stay in these emotions and vibrations. Someone might say you're crazy. Are you? That's their definition of how they experience you. Or how they don't want to experience you. How they want to discount you. We put labels on people. We label people constantly. We label them ADD, ADHD, mentally handicapped, retarded, ethnically different. We put labels on people. Why? Because we don't understand. We're not willing to open up our hearts sometimes. And when we open up our hearts to ourselves, then we can start to understand. When things are different, it's so hard for the human ego sometimes to grasp that there are other people are different. Each of us are individually different. The reason our children today are different is because they can actually, they're advanced. They've gone beyond time. They're different. You can't use an old system on kids today that was, applied back in the 1940s and 50s. You cannot. You just can't. Because number one, their evolution, their way of seeing the world is much different than ours. But yet we try to apply these old systems on new people and it just doesn't happen. So I invite you just to explore the world through your own eyes, like you should be doing already. And not to take people so literally, when they tell you something, if they hurt you or if they treat you a certain way. They're really, what they're saying is how they're feeling inside about themselves and how they're really hurting and how they just can't cope. Now, it's not your job to fix anybody. It's not my job to fix anybody. It's my job, your job, to walk with them on this path of healing and to hear them and listen to them and give them tidbits of advice that maybe that you heard through spirit that you can share with them. And as they move through spirit, they move through love. Love is powerful. Love conquers all. It conquers it when it's the appropriate time. So go out there and make a difference in the world. Go out there and share your beliefs with the world. Speak your truth. Share your truth. Don't discount your gifts. If you're a writer, write. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a dancer, dance. It should not be about money. It should not be about fame. It should be about empowering the spirit and the soul inside you. What it means for you. If good things come from it, then fine. If things come from it, or nothing comes from it, it should be fine. It should be from love. It should be from a place of the heart. A place that you want to share in your heart, in your spirit. I know that we all want attention, we all want to be seen, we all want to be known, we all want to be loved, we want to share. It's because we want to share our love to the world. We want to share what's in our heart. We want to share what's inside of us to every aspect and every corner of the universe. That's why it's so powerful to work on yourself constantly, to evolve, to change, to love, to express what the creation has brought to us, the universe has instowed in us. So open up your heart, your heart light. If you remember the Neil Diamond song, that heart light inside of you, that thing that makes you unique. Like I said, shamanism is a word. Shamanism is an experience. Shamanism is a way of life. Shamanism is a thing that you can't touch. Sometimes you can't explain it. Shamanism is love and understanding. Then when we open up our hearts and we understand that we're all on this blue ball together, all my relations, that there's no separation, that if you cry, another cries, if you laugh, another laughs. So open up the spirit that's inside you. Share it. Share it with the world. The world's waiting. The world wants to know. The world cares about you. Even though it may manifest and show itself, rear its ugly head sometimes. But that's us. That's also us. That is also us sharing to the world. The judgments that we put on other people are just judgments of ourselves. Why would you judge somebody else if you weren't already judging yourself? Why would you talk bad about somebody if you weren't already talking bad about yourself? I know it's hard to understand sometimes. It's hard to think about it, know that they did me wrong. Yeah, but they had to do themselves wrong before they could do you wrong. So they had to learn the behavior from someone else. Is it going to be easy? No. I never said it was going to be easy. Will you understand every aspect? No. I never said it was going to be an understanding that was going to be easy to understand. But can you chip away at it? Can you embrace it little by little? Yes, of course. And that's the key, to embrace it little by little. Open your heart. Because when an idea gets into the head, it goes right into the heart. And when it gets into the heart, there isn't anybody going to stop you. Just know that everybody on this planet is suffering. Everybody on this planet is laughing. Everybody on this planet is going through something. That you're not the only one. So your story that you tell the world is important. But so is the next guy or the next gal. They all have a story to share. They all have stories to give and tell. The question is, how long do you want to stay in your story? Does the story own you? Does the story own you? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, when you tell the same story over and over, are you boring people? Are people getting tired of hearing it? There comes a point where people will stop listening to you. And they will stop ignoring you because you know what? It's not their story. So you should never take offense, ever, if someone doesn't want to hear you or listen to you. Because it's your story and you're telling it to yourself, not really telling it to them. You're telling it to you because you want to justify the things that you felt they were wrong, done wrong to you. But you've moved through it. You've gone on. Even after these people have moved on, they've left your life, do you still carry these stories? Why do you want to carry these stories? Move on. Find the hope in your heart. Trust in the universe. Trust in God. Trust in whatever you believe you resonate with. Open up. You're a miracle. You're a gift. There's only one of you. There will only be one of you in this particular lifetime. The chances of you being born were a miracle. Out of a billion scenarios that could have played out, you played out. Out of the battle for the egg and the sperm to the egg, there was a great battle, a great journey that you recall. If you sit down and meditate on it, you will remember that story. Fractions of a second. Millisecond. Changed a course and destiny of your life. In that fraction of a millisecond, you could have been someone else. You could have had a different genetic code. You could have been something completely different, but you're not. You are who you are. You're here. Now, what you do with your life is your gift, is your choice. You live it, you suppress it, you end it, you continue it, you share it. That's the choices we have in this world. Those are the things we've been given. It's easy for me to sit here and say, hey, you know what, you don't have any problems, I don't have any problems, but that's not true. I understand. But our problems don't own us unless we allow them the power to own us. So I invite you, and this is my invitation, to explore what stories you're telling. What stories you're telling the world. What stories you're telling yourself. And what stories you're telling yourself to the world. Is the world listening? Is your life better? Only you know how the world's responding to you. Only you know. So I invite you to do the very best you can with the gifts that you have, what you have learned, what's in your toolbox. Add more things to your toolbox. Get involved with different organizations in your neighborhood. Get involved with different types of shamanic studies in your area, or holistic or metaphysical, whatever you're drawn to. There's other people like you out there. They want to share their stories. They want to share their gifts with you. I'm here to help you and empower you and to understand that you are magic, that you are love. But you have to believe it yourself. I can tell you until I'm blue in the face. It doesn't matter. What does matter is what's in your heart and what you're willing to open and share. If you want to be mad, be my guest. You want to be happy, be my guest. Does it affect me? No. May just conjure up emotions in me at the moment, but no. So go out, and you've heard this before, be the change that you want to see in your world. Not the world, in your world. Because when you make the changes in your world, that makes changes in the world. Big difference. Huge difference. Because when people start to see the changes in you, they start to have hope in themselves. And then they start to change, and they start to manifest and create things. So I hope you enjoyed the topic we talked about and the things that we shared together. I have other episodes that you can tune into. If you want more information about who I am, visit me at ikigarcia.com or tune into withinsightsradio.com. And this concludes our Suburban Shamanism Episode 3. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave me a note on Facebook and let me know how you enjoyed the show and what you would like me to share a little bit more. I come back from time to time on this network and I share my thoughts. And it's important just to understand that we are important. You're important. So, I will tune in with you next time. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share my thoughts, what's on my heart, with you. Peace and love, Ho'oponopono, and I'll talk to you guys later.